USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. The fight against the Dixie Fire is long from over, as firefighters spent another day on the front lines of California's largest wildfire so far this season. Plumas County Sheriff Todd Johns.
As with many wildfires, we have seen erratic behavior with the Dixie Fire. The weather has cooperated for the last few days, but that could change, and we are certainly not in the clear yet.
The Supreme Court is being asked to block a plan by Indiana University to require students and employees to get vaccinated against COVID-19. It's the first time the High Court has been asked to weigh in on a vaccine mandate and comes as some corporations, states, and cities are also contemplating or have adopted vaccine requirements for workers or even to dine indoors. This is USA Radio News.
Here's the message Fox News doesn't want you to hear.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this cyber symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on MyPillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com. Thank you and God bless.
When you go to frankspeech.com, use the promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
California's GOP has decided not to endorse any candidate in the recall election. Dan Naraki reports.
The California Republican Party voted Saturday not to make an endorsement in the recall election that could remove Governor Gavin Newsom. About 90% of the party's delegates to a virtual meeting voted not to endorse any of the 24 Republicans on the recall ballot. Party leaders said that they avoided giving any endorsement to prevent alienating supporters of any one candidate. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Representative Nicole Malliotakis, Republican of New York, and other New York City officials are protesting against the recent proof of vaccination mandate issued by New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio. They sent a letter to de Blasio, a Democrat, demanding a reversal of this unfair directive immediately. She says this not only forces small businesses to deny service to their customers, but it prohibits large swaths of our communities from participating in regular society. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The former acting commissioner of Customs and Border Protection is not happy with the release of COVID-positive migrants into the country. USA's Dan Naraki has the story.
The mayor of McAllen, Texas, has ordered the creation of a tent city to deal with an influx of COVID-positive migrants that have been released in the city. Mayor Javier Villalobos said Friday that the charities that have been helping migrants released in McAllen cannot handle the numbers anymore. Former acting commissioner of U.S. Customs and Border Protection, Mark Morgan, says McAllen has been dealing with the issue since February. He tells Newsmax TV that he can't understand why migrants are being released without at least being tested for COVID-19.
Right now, they're averaging anywhere between 10 to 15% of illegal aliens that are being released in the United States are testing positive for COVID. It's unbelievable. And right now, this administration, I'm being conservative, has released about 170, 180,000 illegal alien families, plus another 100,000 unaccompanied minors into the interior of the United States. And as far as the families, Jen, guess how many DHS tests? Zero. Zero tests for COVID, yet they're releasing into the country every single day. It's absurd, defies logic.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The Senate agreed to wrap up the $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill through a test vote. 18 Republicans joined with Democrats to support moving forward on the legislation, clearing a key procedural hurdle. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.